journey away from him for years in our life, but the moment that we turn around, he's right there. Because the biggest powerful thing that he does in our hearts and lives is love us, cares about us, wants to be a part of our lives. I love that. So let me ask you a couple questions here this morning before we get started. Let's pray. Father, we open our hearts to you today. And, you know, we've gathered in this sanctuary to hear from you. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us discern, grab a hold of, and understand maybe a truth that you're trying to get across to us individually or corporately. Or we just love you, and we're grateful for you, Holy Spirit, to guide and direct us into truth that'll set us free and help us in our lives. And we just love your word, and we ask you to use it to bless our lives today in Jesus' name. Have you ever felt disappointed where you are in your life? I think Jenny mentioned she just got up the other day, wasn't feeling good, had a headache, didn't want to do anything. So probably we've all had that experience where we woke up and we felt disappointed where we were in our lives. Do you ever wake up and think, I thought by this time things in my life would make sense, but they don't. You know, right now things, here I am 70 years old and I still have days I wake up and, you know, wonder what the heck's going on. Maybe you thought, I thought by this time I'd be doing something more or at least something different. You know, I'm not satisfied where things are right now. Maybe you feel like you have a life where you've gotten all that you wanted, but yet you still feel empty. There's just a whole gamut of things that, you know, whole gamut of thoughts that we feel at different times in our life. Have you ever felt like life was passing you by? Like, surely there's got to be more to life than this? Well, the good news, there is. Because of this thing called God. Because of our relationship with him. He's always there, as I preluded this morning. You know, there's nothing that I can do, you can do, we can do to separate us from the love of God. I don't care how bad you are, how stupid we are, you know, how dumb we act sometimes, he's just not going to give up on us. I made the mistake of opening the door of my heart and making Jesus Lord of my life, and from that day till this day, God has always been there, has never failed me. Even when I didn't feel him, he was there. Even when I didn't think he was coming through for me, he did. Am I right? You know, so wherever we're at in our life, because he's always there, we've got opportunity. So I've entitled my message today to pre-decide. The message is called pre-decide. But what does that mean? That means to decide in advance. In life, many times we have to decide some things in advance. You know, let me give you an example. You know, why wait till you're in a pickle before you decide to, you know, let God in your life? You know, why wait till something's going wrong before you, you know, decide to involve God in that situation? You know, I get that there's some things we can't pre-decide, but with God, there's a lot of things that we can, and there's a lot of things that about him and about what's going on in our lives that we have to decide in advance. So when it comes to our relationship with God, there a lot of things that we can decide in advance, but today I want to talk about growing your relationship with God. And I don't care how long you've been saved. You know, the reason I want to talk to you about this today is because we all have a tendency to drift. You know, so here's what we're going to pre-decide today. If you get anything out of church, I'm going to pre-decide. Don't worry, I'll be able to say it by the time the sermon's over. I'm going to pre-decide to get closer to God. I want to do that, even now. 40 years of ministry, 45 years of knowing Jesus. I just want to, I don't want to end this thing on a downslope. I want to end this thing on an upslope. I want to be closer to God. I want to feel closer to God. I want to know that my life is pleasing to God. And the reality is I bet we're all over the map on this one. Some people are not close to God at all. It's sad, isn't it? I mean, they go through the religious motions of going to church and, you know, praying and reading their Bible, but they're really not very close to God. They haven't felt God in so long. They haven't experienced God in their life for so long, and you drift. You know, we've been in the ministry forever in our lives, and yet we find ourselves drifting. I had God tell me more than once, I'm still here. It's not about you. I haven't given up on you. You know, you make life about yourself. You have a tendency to just become all consumed with yourself, what you're doing, what you're not doing, you know, whether God's come through you or not, or what you feel like God's come through you or not. And you have a, you have the opportunity to drift, and most of the time we take advantage of that and we drift. And because we don't understand why things worked out the way they did, we drift. Because we didn't get our prayer answered when we wanted it to be answered or the way that we thought it would be answered, and we drift. We have disappointments in life. People treat us in certain ways. And if we're not careful, you know, we'll make it about us, and what do? We drift. Maybe even though you love Jesus, you're frustrated. Maybe, and because of that, maybe some of you have even given up. It doesn't mean you don't go to church. It doesn't mean you don't pray. It doesn't mean you don't read the Word. But the reality is, you know, this God thing has just become kind of strange to you. So if you pre-decide something, make a quality decision about your relationship with God, you have a better chance of seeing this through. So I'm going to pre-decide today, and I ask you to do that with me, that wherever I'm at in my relationship with God, I'm going to get closer with Him. I'm going to get closer to God. When you pre-decide to get closer to God, you'll know Him more intimately. You'll enjoy Him more. You'll experience more peace. When you pre-decide to get closer to God, you'll experience the life and the freedom of the Holy Spirit. We love that. You'll find yourself serving Him more faithfully. You know, we kind of retired from ministry in 2021, so it's been about, you know, it'll be 5 years this January. And, you know, since we've retired from pastoring, that means I shouldn't have said ministry. I said we retired from pastoring. You never retire from ministry, but I've had a lot of time to reflect and rethink some things, you know. And I've spent a lot of time doing that. I've spent a lot of time reflecting and rethinking about what it really means to be a follower of Jesus. Am I really following Him? Is what's important to Him really what's important to me? And, you know, part of knowing Him more intimately is being able to discern the things that are important to Him, more important to Him. And you know, it's just, I know I've talked to you about some of these things before when I've been here, but does that make sense, you know, just to have the ability to come to a place where you really begin to realize what's important to Jesus? Because religion will take that away from you, will distract you and cause you to think you know what's important to Jesus. But wouldn't it be really cool to know in your heart what's important to Him? I know we think we do, but sometimes what we think is important to Him is really not all that important to Him. That's why Jesus said sometimes, you know, you swallow camels while you're choking on gnats. You got things mixed up. You really don't know what you're even talking about. If I don't stay close to Him, I'll find myself doing things that I think are important to Him. Did you get that? If I don't follow Him closely, if I don't stick close to Him, then I will find myself doing things that I think are important to Him. And that leads me into a religious lifestyle that robs me instead of feeding me. You see that? And I spent so much time in ministry life doing things that I thought was important to Him and found out later wasn't all that important to Him. So, you know, every once in a while, we got to pull off to the side of the road. And the longer you're saved, the more often you need to do this and just stop in life and really open up your heart to God and say, God, do I really know and understand what's important to You? Have I gotten off base? Have I become religious in my activities? That's why you don't enjoy praying anymore. That's why you don't enjoy reading the Word anymore. That's why you got to drag yourself to church all the time, you know. That's why the things that, you know, you think are important to Him aren't as important as they are to Him, and you've lost your joy about them, so to speak. So let me read Matthew 6:33 here. It's our text, and they'll show it to you on the screen. But in verse 33, Jesus said, you've heard this a million times, most of you, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So we're going to unpack this in a minute, but I want you to notice this. When I pre-decide to get close to God, when I seek Him, when I pre-decide to get close to God, when I seek Him, all the things that give life meaning, all the things that will help life make sense are going to be found. The word seek is defined as to attempt to find something, attempt or desire to achieve. When you seek, you ask for something for someone. When I'm seeking for something, many times I have to ask somebody for something. So I pre-decide decide in advance that what's important to Jesus is going to be important to me. And in order for that to happen, I have to ask him, God, what's important to you? Is what I'm doing all that important to you? And you know, when you ask, he'll answer you. But can I say this? You know, that's the decision to do that is the easy part. Okay, I'm going to pre-decide this morning to get closer to God. I'm going to decide in advance, before I actually get close to him, that I'm going to get closer to him. That's the easy part. But then the journey is the difficult part. And it's different for all of us. How you get close to God is not maybe how I'm going to get close to God. That's where we mess up. Sometimes we think that the way you do it is the way that I need to do it. That isn't true. You know, you can't put Jesus in a box. And you don't belong in a box either. So you just have to pre-decide that you're going to get closer to God, and then your journey is going to be different than maybe mine. It's not a cookie cutter journey. We're not all the same. We're in different places. So my journey can look a lot different than yours. I can't make you be me. And you know, you shouldn't be trying to make somebody else you, if you will. Again, it's not a cookie cutter journey. We can pray, we can read the word, we can go to church, serve. But if we don't pre-decide to lean in to Jesus, we won't experience him the way that he wants to. You can go through all these motions, praying, reading the word, going to church, and never lean in. Never open up your heart. Never let him become close to you. All of those things are good. I mean, there isn't one of those things that I wouldn't say you shouldn't do. But nothing... they're nothing more than a formula if you don't believe that God will lean back into your life. You know, Jesus came, he lived, he died, he rose from the dead so we could have this personal, intimate, eternal relationship with him. And in order to receive that, you have to embrace that. You have to embrace the miracle of love. You have to lean into it. And I know it sounds so simple, but if it is, then why don't we do it? I'm going to show you why we don't do it. It's found here in verse 33 again. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Notice that. His righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. Okay, so what does that mean? His righteousness. My ability to lean into God, to embrace him, to experience him, is not based on anything I've done. Never has, and it never will be. But it's on what he's done. That's why it's called his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If I work to produce my own righteousness, if I work to make it about me, I will never get there. And in church, how do we do that? You know, don't we do that? You know, well, I'm not praying enough. Well, I'm not reading the word enough. Well, I'm not going to church enough. Well, I did this. I said that to somebody and I acted like this and I didn't I act like that. That's what religion does to you. That's religion wants to make it about you and not about him. So here's the horse tank, you know, think of it as a bathtub. Use your imagination, and I got my scrub brush. Now, I don't want you to imagine anything other than the fact that this is a bathtub. This is what religion does to you. It makes it about you. Oh my God, I did this and I did that. And, you know, oh God, forgive me for this and forgive me for that. And I'm not saying we shouldn't ask God for forgiveness, but if you spend all your life in the tub making it about you, it becomes about your righteousness. This is what religion does. Well, I don't go to church enough. Well, I don't pray enough. Well, I don't read the word enough. And we, you know, I did this and I did that. And we spend all of our life trying to scrub the crud out of our lives, and we never get it out. You can spend your whole life in the tub of religion and never feel good about yourself, never believe in yourself, never feel that God really loves you in spite of you. There is nothing like knowing that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. And if you really believe that, then you won't spend your entire life in the tub of religion, trying to make yourself better, trying to be better, trying to get this out of your life. You may never, ever get that out of your life. But that does not mean that God will not love you, care about you, do things for you, help you. We don't believe God will help us because we're not good enough. Because I got this sin in my life, or I got that sin in my life. There's things in my life that people don't know about. So how could God love me? We never love ourselves. We never have any joy because it's all about us. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, I prepared to preach on Sunday mornings, and even before I would be worrying about what people were going to think, whether I was going to deliver a good message or not. And there's nothing like feeling like you delivered a good message, but most of the time we didn't. You know, and I can't tell you how many times we didn't feel like we delivered a good message. And I can't tell you how many times God came to me and said, Dan, it's not about you. It's about me. I never enjoyed the freedom of the things that God had called me to do because I was so worried about what people would think. As long as you stay in the tub of religion, you are never going to get anywhere. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get judgmental. You know, you're going to get your eyes off of you, the crud in your own life, and you're going to start judging other people from the tub. Well, look at him. Look at him, God. He's worse than me. I can't believe they did that. They shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't. That's what we do from the tub of religion. God did not create you to live in the tub of religion. Are y'all with me here? And I know that's hard, you know. I still make it about me. You do too, so don't look at me like that. We're all living in the tub of religion, and you have to pre-decide that you're not going to do that anymore, that you're going to quit making it about you, and you're going to get out of the tub of religion, so to speak, and you're going to let Jesus be who he wants to be. See, 70 years old, and I can still get out of the tub. They put you in a nursing home when you can't get out of the tub. But this is what religion does to you. We're trying to create our own righteousness. You'll never create your own righteousness. About the time you think you've got it together, you'll screw up again. You have to seek him and his righteousness. And when you do that, let's look at John chapter 15, verse 5, and then I'll be done here. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You will never be able to do what you need to do. You will never be who you need to be living in the tub of religion, judging yourself, judging other people, making it about rules and regulations, trying to fit yourself into a box that you'll never be able to fit in, trying to put other people in a box you can't even live in yourself. You'll never have the joy. You'll never have the peace that God wants you to. You'll never experience the love that God wants you to experience out of the tub of religion. So what we have to do, we have to pre-decide to get closer to God. How am I going to do that? I'm going to pre-decide that I'm not going to live that way anymore. I'm going to seek his righteousness. I'm going to accept his righteousness. Jesus said, from apart from that, I can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. It's like Jesus is saying, I didn't go through everything I went through so you could spend your whole life in a tub trying to fix you. I want to say that one more time. Jesus said, I didn't go through what I went through so you could live your whole life in a tub trying to fix you. Guys, we got to rise above this religion, the tub of religion, and let Jesus' righteousness be enough for our lives. We need to get closer to God by accepting the vine into our hearts and lives and hanging on to this branch. Even when I screw up, I'm not going to let go of it and get in the tub. As long as you, if you don't abide in me, you can't do nothing. Why do you think some of the meanest people in the world are Christians? Because they've let go of the vine. They begin to seek their own righteousness. They've got in the tub of a religion and tried to start scrubbing the stuff out of their life, and they never get it done. And because they never get it done, what happens? They get discouraged, they get frustrated, they get mean-spirited, and they start trying to put other people in a box they can't live in themselves. So just remember that. Jesus said, I didn't go through the things that I went through So you could live your whole life in a tub trying to fix yourself. It's like he's saying, accept my love, accept my grace. What did the song that we sang this morning, the first song that we said, dancing with my Father in the fields of... I have to accept that. I'm a bigger screw up than you guys are. I got more stuff in my life than you ever thought about having. But I can't let go of this vine. Because if I do, I'm going to live out that my life in a tub of religion, never living up to myself, let alone what you think I should live up to. I'm going to become mean-spirited. I'm going to quit praying. I'm going to lose my joy. I'll probably quit going to church because I don't have any fun anymore. I never get anything out of it anymore. And I'll start blaming the preacher instead of realizing the only reason that I'm not having fun anymore is because I've chose to let go of the vine. I've quit accepting his love, his grace, and his mercy. Well, that's too easy. You know, surely there's consequences. There's consequences if you let go of the vine. And you get in the tub of religion. You're not going to help anybody. You're not going to be what you need to be to yourself, to your family, to your friends, to the world that God has called you to. So let me ask you something in closing here. What are you seeking? I'm asking you to seriously consider this morning. What are you seeking in your life? What are you leaning into? Are you leaning into His love, mercy, and grace? Or are you leaning into the tub of religion, worrying about what other people think, worrying about this in your life, worrying about that in your life, thinking that God could not love you the way that we sing about how He loves us, that God really won't do anything for you because you've got these secret sins in your life? What are you leaning into? Religion will keep throwing things at you, so you stay in the tub. Jesus is saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. So take a hold of the branch, get out of the tub, and put your life in the hands of His love, His grace, and His mercy, and don't let go of that. It's not going to be easy. It's simple, but it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to choose, pre-decide, I'm not getting back in that tub. I'm not making it about me. I'm going to make it about Him. I'm going to choose to believe that there is nothing that I could ever do that would separate me from His love. Here's a little catchphrase, something to think about this week. I will seek the one that matters the most. What matters most? His love, His mercy, and His grace, or the tub? Let me close with this. When you start seeking, leaning into Jesus, here's where things like prayer, reading the Word, going to church, serving, and giving will really come alive in your heart. And if it's not alive anymore, then I'm just going to tell you, get out of the tub. Quit making it about you. Quit making it about what you've done or what you haven't done. And let it be about Him. Most people spend most of their time communicating with God, apologizing for the failure that they are. When I would get ready to preach, I'd be in my office and I'd spend most of my time exactly doing that. Apologizing to God for the week that I had, for the things that I said to Ann, for the way that I treated my kids that week, for the fact that I didn't pray all that much. I mean, I'd spend my whole time preparing to minister to people, apologizing and making it about me. You can't do that. If you need to ask God to forgive you, ask Him to forgive you, and in that forgiveness, accept His love and mercy and lean into Him. It's here that the Word will come alive and you will find its actual meaning. I call it the correct interpretation, filtered through the law of love instead of the law of religion. It's here that going to church will become the haven of life and support that this place is meant to be. It's here that serving and giving will bring to you the true fulfillment that you're looking for in your life when you choose to lean in. It's here that the most important commandments will rule in our lives. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. So let's pre-decide to get closer to God this week. Let's make a decision that we're going to get out of the tub of religion. And I'm telling you, we have all spent more time in it than we should. And let's dance with the Father in the fields of grace. I love that. That's what I'm going to do all week. Amen. Lord, we love you, and we just thank you for this opportunity to gather and be a family today and love each other the way that we deserve to be loved. Thank you for your grace and mercy that you have bestowed upon our lives, Lord. Thank you for helping us find a way out of the tub of religion into the fields of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.